Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
And very pleasant. Good morning, everybody. As always, good to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind. And yesterday afternoon at Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the Marlins and the Phillies had to wrap up a suspended game from Saturday night and play their regularly scheduled game on Sunday. We started at 1:05 with the suspended game from Saturday night. Runner on second base, top of the 10th inning, 2-2 games. With a recap of that one, here is Glenn Geffner.
I'm back with you between games of our semi-doubleheader. The Marlins dropped the resumption of last night's suspended game in a hurry. In the bottom of the 10th, JT Realmuto, a walk-off two-run homer. So the Phillies take it 4-2. Game two, the regularly scheduled nine-inning affair coming up at the top of the hour. Let's check out how this one unfolded here over the course of the last 18 hours or so. At the outset, Zach Thompson was on the mound for the Marlins. Vince Velasquez going for the Phillies. Velasquez came in having worked 13 scoreless innings against Miami over two starts this year. Meanwhile, he had a 6.52 ERA against everybody else in Major League Baseball in 2021. And after he pitched a scoreless top of the first, Zach Thompson walked leadoff man Gene Segura in the home half of inning number one. JT Realmuto struck out for the first out. Then Bryce Harper hit what looked like an inning-ending double play ball to the shortstop, Miguel Rojas. Miggy, though, had to go off his glove. The ball caromed into center field, went as an E6. Segura took third. Phillies to the corners. One out, bottom of the first for Andrew McCutchen. 2-2 pitch. McCutchen hits a high drive, left center field and deep. Going back, Marte, he's got room. One step shy of the warning track. Big part of the ballpark makes the catch. Segura tags. He'll come home. And on a sack fly by Andrew McCutchen, the Phillies grab a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the first. So Thompson might have been back in the dugout with no runs allowed were it not for the misplayed double play ground ball by Miguel Rojas. Now he was down 1-0, and he was not yet out of the woods with Harper still at first base. Up stepped the first baseman, Reese Hoskins. On 1-1, Hoskins shoots one in the air right center field. Marte's not going to get it. It's going to roll to the wall. Harper around third base. He'll be waved to the plate. The throw home from Chisholm won't be in time. It's an RBI double for Hoskins, a two-run first for the Phillies after a quick 2-0 lead tonight.
Well, Vince Velasquez would make that lead stand up through five innings. He allowed just one hit, walked two, struck out four. He was done after 84 pitches, 51 strikes. We had a 25-minute rain delay in the bottom half of the fifth inning. In that inning, they pinch hit for Velasquez. He was done after the five innings. And he exited with a 2-0 lead. Thompson worked four innings in this game. He was pinch hit for when the Marlins batted in the fifth inning. They had a chance with a couple men on base and two outs, but the pinch hitter Garrett Cooper hit into a fielder's choice. For the starter, Thompson, four innings, two hits, two unearned runs, walked two, struck out two through wild pitch, 60 pitches, 38 strikes. Both bullpens were really good for the Marlins. John Curtis, Anthony Bender, Anthony Bass, Dylan Floro and Richard Blyer got through the ninth inning without allowing any more runs. It stayed 2-0 until the Marlins' half of the ninth, the top of the ninth. Hector Neris pitched the sixth and the seventh, allowing one hit, striking out three. Archie Bradley pitched around a one-out single by pinch hitter Jorge Alfaro in the eighth inning. We went to the ninth. It was still the Phillies 2, the Marlins nothing. The Phillies leading on those two unearned runs from all the way back in inning number one. Ranger Suarez has become the Phillies' closer. And he had closed out a game in this series already. The opening game, game one of the Friday doubleheader, was his third save since assuming the closer responsibilities back on July the 3rd. But he was in immediate trouble in the ninth with a 2-0 lead when Starling Marte led off with a single. So the Marlins got the tying man to the plate. Nobody out of the ninth for their first baseman, Jesus Aguilar.
A 2-0 game. There's the ball rocketed deep to left field, way back. Goodbye! It's a game-tying two-run homer for Jesus Aguilar. 2-2 in the ninth.
Well, the Marlins would then get a walk to Adam Duvall, but they couldn't push across another run in the inning. Monte Harrison pinch running and eventually staying in the game in right field. But Miguel Rojas struck out. Joe Panik bounced to second, and
Sandy Leon grounded to short. So we went to the bottom of the ninth with the Marlins and Phillies tied at two. Richard Bleier out of the bullpen. Got Ronald Torres to ground to short pretty routinely for out number one. Then the Marlins defense took over, making sure we got this game into extra innings. One out, nobody on, tie game. Ninth inning for Travis Jankowski. Lefty batter, former Padre. Bouncing ball up the middle. Ranger to his left, sliding to fielder Rojas. Throws to first, got him. What a play by Miggy. A really nice defensive play by the Marlins shortstop for the second out. And then we'd see some more great glove work when pinch hitter Luke Williams stood in for the Phils. Right-handed batter against lefty Bleier, and it's a fly ball to right down the line. Long run, diving Harrison. He's got it! Monte Harrison saves extra bases. Makes the catch to end the inning. That sent us to the top of the 10th. Marlins had the placed runner. Sandy Leon at second base. Jose Alvarado came out to pitch for the Phillies. And after throwing two pitches, a ball and a strike last night, Alvarado and everybody would have to wait until today because the skies opened up and eventually the game was suspended. We went into a rain delay at 9:49, and about 30 to 45 minutes later, they decided to just resume this one today, and that's what got us to 105 this afternoon. A 1-1 count on John Birdie with Leon at second when play resumed. Alvarado on the mound. He came back, caught John Birdie looking at strike three, at least in the opinion of Kerwin Danley, who had a really rough game behind the plate. His huge strike zone impacting hitters and frustrating hitters on both sides over the course of the 10 innings last night and today. With one out and Sandy Leon at second base, Isan Diaz pinch hit in the pitcher spot, hit a fly ball to right for the second out. Leon had to stay at second base. And when Jazz Chisholm hit a fly ball to left, Alvarado had worked a scoreless 10th inning, and the Phillies had a chance to walk it off in their half of the 10th. Marlins brought Yimi Garcia out of the bullpen. The place runner, Travis Jankowski, was at second. Gene Segura dropped down a sack bunt. So with one out, the Phillies had the winning man 90 feet away for their catcher, the former Marlin, JT Realmuto.
Good job.
The 0-2 to Realmuto is in the air. This is going to end it. Deep right center. Back goes Marte at the wall. It's a walk-off two-run homer, and the Phillies take it in 10 innings, 4-2 the final at Citizens Bank Park. For the Phillies, four runs, seven hits, no errors, seven left. For the Marlins, two runs, five hits, two errors. They stranded six in the game, went 0-9 with men in scoring position. Jose Alvarado, the winner, improves to 6-0. Yimi Garcia takes the loss, 3-7. Time of the ballgame was 3 hours, 30 minutes, with a couple of rain delays in there for good measure as well. The Phillies have won 4 of 5 and 9 of 13. They're now 46 and 45 on the season. As for the Marlins, they fall to 12-under at 40 and 52. They've dropped 5 of their last 7. Marlins pitchers struck out 5 in this game. That means another $125 donated to AutoNation's Drive Pink Initiative. Every time Marlins pitcher strikes out an opposing hitter this year, $25 contributed to AutoNation's Drive Pink Initiative.
All right, so the Marlins fall to the Phillies 4-2 in the suspended game that we had to resume yesterday afternoon at Citizens Bank Park. That dropped the Marlins to 40 and 52. The Phillies improved to 46 and 45. So that set up the regularly scheduled ball game that was scheduled for 105 yesterday. We played at 2 o'clock, and Braxton Garrett filled in for the injured Pablo Lopez. He is a right rotator cuff strain, and the rookie left-hander went opposite of the veteran right-handed all-star for the Phillies, Zach Wheeler.
Well, the day began with the resumption of a game suspended last night. In the bottom of the 10th, JT Realmuto hit a walk-off two-run home run to give the Phillies a 4-2 victory, and it only got worse when we came back about 30 minutes later for the regularly scheduled game, Phillies over the Marlins 7-4. So the Phillies win this series, taking 3 games out of 4. The Marlins fall a season-high 13 games under 500 for the first time at 40 and 53, and they may have lost a couple of key players in the process with both Jazz Chisholm and Garrett Cooper leaving this game with injuries. The Chisholm injury in particular looked particularly serious, but we'll hope to have an update coming up from Don Mattingly momentarily. Let's get to the highlights in this ball game. Braxton Garrett up in AAA is the 27th man today with the suspended game getting completed earlier. Marlins had the option to do that, as did the Phillies. And he was pitching against Zach Wheeler, 8-3 in his career, over 16 starts against the Marlins, always a thorn in Miami's side. The Phillies struck first against Garrett in inning number 2 after they left a couple of base runners in the first with one out in the second inning. Ronald Torres had an infield hit. Luke Williams then drew a walk, putting men at first and second. Wheeler dropped down a sacrifice bunt. That was a big 90 feet because with men at second and third, Jorge Alfaro let one get away. Scoring nine times in the final two innings. 1-2 is in dirt, gets by Alfaro, goes to the backstop, and coming home to score, Ronald Torres. It's a wild pitch, 1-0 Phils. It was actually a pass ball. We'll let the official scorer make those formal judgments, and he was right. It was not a wild pitch, it was a pass ball. First of two in the game for Alfaro. Both loomed large after Segura drew a walk. The Phillies were trying to extend that 1-0 lead with JT Realmuto, the hitter. This feels like a big at-bat in the game as Realmuto lines one, knocked down by Rojas at short, underhands to second, not in time. Segura's safe, a run scores, and it's 2-0 Phillies. An infield hit and an RBI for JT Realmuto. He had three hits and two RBIs in this ball game after hitting the walk-off home run in the resumption of the suspended game earlier. So it's 2-0 Phillies into the third. But the Marlins broke out against Zach Wheeler. They had a walk, and that was it through the first two innings. In the bottom of the top of the third, rather, John Birdie grounded out to lead things off. But the pitcher Braxton Garrett, in his fifth big league at bat, delivered his first ever major league hit. He lined the ball into right field. Bryce Harper tried to throw him out at first base, but Garrett beat the play. He was running hard all the way, didn't take any chances. So the Marlins had a man on with one out. Magnarice Sierra then singled. Sierra was in the ballgame after a long chain of events that came about when Jazz Chisholm had to leave in the bottom of the first inning with what's being called a left shoulder contusion. He went out into right field and tried to make a diving catch and a fly ball off the bat of Bryce Harper. So Sierra in the Chisholm spot in the batting order singled. That put Marlins runners at first and second, down 2-0 in the third for Starling Marte. On 1-1. Ball in the air, right center field. Harper over, not going to get it. Going to bounce up against the wall. Garrett's waved around third. He's coming home on his heels. Birdie, they're going to slam on the brakes, though. Sierra, rather. It'll be an RBI double for Starling Marte. Marlins back within a run at 2-1. And with runners at second and third, Garrett Cooper had a chance to tie things up. Haven't had a winning record. Haven't been to the playoffs since 2011. Longest drought in the National League. On 0-1, Cooper goes the other way. Fly ball to right. Under it, Harper makes the catch. Sierra tags, sprints toward the plate. Good throw, but he gets it under the tag of Realmuto to tie the game. The speed of Sierra, a little bit too much, despite a really good throw from the right fielder, Harper. So we were tied at two, and the Marlins had a man on with two down for Adam Duvall. While the Nationals' schedule is actually the sixth easiest at 490, there's a fly ball deep to right off the bat of Duvall. Way back, Harper at the wall. Goodbye, home run. Adam Duvall, a two-run shot, and the Marlins grab a 4-2 lead. Number 20 for Duvall. RBIs 63 and 64, and the Marlins were in front against Wheeler. Now, Braxton Garrett settled down, pitched around a one-out double in the third inning, pitched a scoreless fourth inning. Started the fifth inning, leading still 4-2. Got the first out, Bryce Harper on a comebacker. But with nobody on and one out, he went after Andrew McCutchen. Pass ball hurt. McCutchen hammers one. That hurts. Long way to left. It's a 4-3 game as Andrew McCutchen crushes his 16th home run of the season. Phils back within a run here in inning number 5. RBI number 50 for McCutchen made it 4-3, and that brought Garrett's afternoon to a close. Braxton in his third start of the year for the Marlins. His fourth appearance overall, goes 4 1/3. Seven hits, three runs, two earned. Walked three, struck out two. Allowed the McCutchen homer. He was done after 82 pitches, 53 strikes. John Curtis came out of the bullpen, got Rhys Hoskins to line sharply to third for the second out, but he couldn't get Didi Gregorius.
88 mile an hour average slider, so it's been getting tighter and better.
Gregorius hammers one a long way to right, and we are tied. A solo home run, the second in the inning for the Phillies. Gregorius with his eighth of the season to make it 4-4. Well, Curtis would get out of that fifth inning with Torres flying to right, but in the sixth, the Phillies would grab the lead against Anthony Bender. Bender gave up a single to pinch hitter Travis Jankowski, who then took second base on a pass ball. The second of the day, league-leading ninth on the season, charged to Jorge Alfaro. Jankowski would go to third base on a pinch-hit single by Brad Miller. So in a 4-4 game, the Phillies had men at the corners against Bender in the sixth inning. Back to the top of the order in Gene Segura. The 1-2. Line drive, center field, going to be caught by Marte. Jankowski tags, comes home, and on the sack fly, the Phillies lead 5-4. The Alfaro pass ball haunting the Marlins here in the sixth. So Realmuto would follow with a single, and Bryce Harper then walked, loading the bases for Andrew McCutchen. The 0-1, target set down, pitch is grounded to short. Mickey has double clutches to second, one back to first, not in time. A run in to make it 6-4. Just a little bit of an issue on the exchange, and it was enough to cost the Marlins the inning-ending double play. That was an ongoing theme throughout the day. Just a little bit of an issue here, just a little bit of an issue there. It wasn't an error, but it wasn't a double play either, and it cost the Marlins a run. A couple of pass balls against Alfaro cost the Marlins a couple of runs in this ball game. Some bad at-bats, mistake on the bases. And the Phillies had, at that point, a 6-4 lead. Wheeler was done after six innings, left on line for the win. Six hits, four runs. He walked two, struck out seven, allowed the homer to Duvall. 101 pitches, 68 strikes. Connor Brogdon came on and worked a scoreless seventh inning, and then, despite allowing a hit and a walk, got a couple of outs in the eighth before giving way to Bailey Falter. Falter allowed a hit to John Birdie, which loaded the bases. The Marlins down 6-4 in the eighth. Had him loaded with two outs. Pinch hitter Monte Harrison, though, not a good at-bat. Went down swinging, and we went to the last of the eighth. Still 6-4 Philadelphia. Zach Pop came on to pitch. Travis Jankowski, a bunt hit, stole second base. He was sacrificed to third by Nick Maton. Gene Segura popped a short for the second out of the inning, but JT Realmuto followed with an RBI single. That made it 7-4, and that would be plenty, even with the Phillies' bullpen having been such an issue throughout the year. They had a pretty good series for the most part, except for the Suarez blown save in the ninth inning last night. Today, Hector Neri's got a chance at the save, with both Ranger Suarez and Archie Bradley having pitched in back-to-back games. And Neri's got the job done. He struck out Magnery Sierra. He got Starling Marte to ground to shortstop, and he struck out Sandy Leon. That's how this one ends. Phillies win it 7-4. For Philadelphia, 7 runs, 13 hits, 1 error, 8 left. For the Marlins, 4 runs, 9 hits, no errors. They strand 8. Zach Wheeler, the winner, 7-5, now 9-3 all-time against the Marlins in 17 starts. Anthony Bender, his first big league loss, he's 1-1. Hector Neri's save number 12. Time of the game, 3 hours, 28 minutes in front of 20,588 at Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia. Phillies win the series 3 games out of 4. They finish 5-4 at home against the Marlins this year and now lead the season series from Miami 7-6 with 6 games left to play. Phillies have won 5 of their last 6 overall. They're 10-4 since the beginning of July and now 2 games over 500 for the first time since May 18th, when they were 23-21. They're 47-45 with this victory. They stay 2 games behind the Mets in the National League East. The Phillies are 27-17, now 10 over at home. They're 8 under on the road, but 10 over at home. They hit the road for 2 Tuesday and Wednesday at Yankee Stadium before coming back home for 8 straight, 4 against the Braves and 4 against the Nationals. As for the Marlins, they've lost 6 of 8. They go 1-3 in Philly to begin the second half. At 40-53, the Marlins are 13 games below 500 for the first time this season. They're now 18-32, 14 under on the road. Marlins pitchers struck out 3 in this game. That means $75. Daughter Nation's Drive Pink Initiative. Every time Marlins pitcher records a strikeout this year, it'll be $25 donated to Daughter Nation's Drive Pink Initiative. For the Marlins, the next stop, Nationals Park in Washington for 3 straight 7:05 games against the Nationals tomorrow night, Tuesday night, and Wednesday night. J.P. Arencibia, and I'll have them all for you. Neither team has announced a starting pitcher for tomorrow. We expect it to be a bullpen game for the Marlins. Tuesday, Trevor Rogers makes his second-half debut. Wednesday, Sandy Alcantara gets the ball. Nats haven't named starters for any of the 3 games yet, but again, a bullpen day tomorrow for the Marlins. Trevor Rogers Tuesday. Sandy Alcantara go Wednesday. 3 straight 7:05 ball games, meaning we'll be on the air at 6:35 each night with Marlins on deck.
So the Marlins drop a pair of games yesterday, the suspended game from Saturday night, and they fall in their regularly scheduled game yesterday afternoon. The Marlins are now a season low, 13 games under 500. The Phillies are 47-45. Let's hear from Don Mattingly after the ball games.
Thanks, Skip. You look at this game. You did a pretty good job, obviously, against Wheeler. You got four runs against him offensively. Looked like, though, just sloppy with pass balls and infield misplay. Can you kind of describe what you saw out there today?
Yeah, I think, we had the one inning really with Wheeler that it's hard to get to him, but we strung some hits together and obviously able to doobie caps it off with a two-run homer. And at that point you look at getting through five and we're squared up and we had Brax and they had Wheeler and you feel pretty good about the rest of the day. And we just didn't seem to be able to, we give up the two and then we give up another one and, weren't able to get that big hit after that.
You also had two unearned runs in the first game. It seemed like even their team struggled a little bit in ground balls. I don't know if they were getting bad hops or what it was up the middle in particular, kind of rare for your team, especially at short.
Yeah, I mean, I obviously haven't looked at it, and usually if Miggy's, making errors at all, it's usually something that looks like an error, but the ball takes a hop that you don't really see much. So, again, I haven't looked at it, but, uncharacteristic.
Also, the injury situation, obviously, Jazz and Cooper, any insight on neither one looked too good there?
No, neither one, kind of one of those days you start off hopeful where you're at and hopefully able to put two on the board. You don't get either one, and then you see Jazz go down and you see Coop go down. Obviously, I think Jazz had some x-rays and that came back negative. Coop obviously just happened. So I'm sure we'll do more testing in D.C. to find out, see what's going on with both guys.
David?
Just with Coop, do you know if it was his wrist, his elbow? It was hard to tell from up here.
Elbow.
Yeah. Braxton obviously called in to spot start kind of for you guys here today. What did you like about what you saw from him? It seemed like he was solid, not a lot of strikeouts, but kind of kept you in it for the most part.
Yeah, he hung in there. I think that's what you see. Was able to get enough breaking balls in. He hung in there. Took a lot of pitches to get through. Just one hitter too long. I could have got him there at McCutcheon, threw that breaking ball. It looked like it didn't. He just kind of sit there. But for the most part, I thought he battled and kept us in the game.
Paul?
Do you have a starter for tomorrow in D.C. yet? What are your plan is there?
Yeah, I know we've talked about bullpen game. We'll probably start it with Detweiler, though.
And just the importance of that series. Now you talk about the importance of this road trip. You start out 1-3, close games. How important are these next three in Washington for you guys?
Well, you'd like to think they're all important, right? And you play them like that. So, obviously, as we talk about stuff like that, we're talking about the trade deadline and where our club is. So, they're all important. But, I don't know what has to happen, one way or the other to, make decisions.
Craig Mish.
Thanks, Dan. Hey, Donnie, going back to the end of the game, the earlier game today, the Yimmy has JT down 0-2, throws him that pitch up and away. Did Yimmy miss a spot there? Do you know kind of what happened on that pitch?
I don't know if he missed a spot. He had a pretty good pitch. We would have liked it a lot closer to him where he doesn't get extension. I think he shook Sandy. I think Sandy wanted slider and Yimmy wanted to throw the fastball there.
Okay.
So I know we like to be, if you're going to go up, you like to have it more, tighter to a guy than let him give him a chance to get extended.
And I know that, before the series started, you had said that, sort of to get back in it, you guys were really at the time, not really in the thick of it. After the weekend, losing 3 out of 4 to Philadelphia, do you still feel like there is time to do that at this point?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like there's time, but, you can't let you know, the Mets just, you know, really were, we had chances to make up ground, right? And those are the chances you can't let get away from you. You know, you go to D.C., we could sweep and, you know, they sweep and there's no real differences, right? So when you have chances to make up ground, that's when you have to be able to do it. And at some point you have to build momentum, right? You just can't, you know, every time I look up, and I know we're probably past that now, but it seemed like every time I would look up, we're 11 under. And we'd win a couple games, and next thing you know, we're back to 11 under. And so we really haven't been able to sustain get any kind of run going. And that's really been something I've talked about a lot, but that's been the part that I think that's most frustrating.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Donnie.
That was Donnie post-game following the 4-2 walk-off loss in Game 1, then the loss in Game 2 to the Philadelphia Phillies yesterday afternoon. Again, the Marlins now a season-low 13 games under 500. They will not get a day off today. They are right back at it tonight at 7:05 in Washington. Donnie announced post-game yesterday that Ross Detweiler would initially get the ball for the Marlins. He will serve as the opener. It is a bullpen game for the Marlins. It is yet to be determined who's on the mound for the Nationals. It's a 7:05 first pitch tonight at Nationals Park, which means we're on the air at 6:35 with Marlins on deck. And as always, we hope you find some time to join us on the Marlins Radio Network, driven by AutoNation.